Are you tired? Worn out? Maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we're going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. This practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. As we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in this story and then continue in the story in our heart, mind, imagination, spirit, and body after the reading ends. And we currently find ourselves in the season of Lent, which is the 40 days, not including Sundays, from Ash Wednesday to the Saturday before Easter. This season in the church calendar is often described as a time of preparation and an opportunity to go deeper with God and ourselves as we remember Jesus' death and resurrection. And so, over these 6 weeks, we are practicing imaginative prayer with passages about Jesus' final days. Today, we are going to place ourselves in the Garden of Gethsemane from Matthew 26, 36 through 46. I'll be reading through the story 4 separate times, inviting you during each reading to listen and pay attention to something specific as we ultimately move towards finding ourselves in the story. And so I want to invite you now to take some deep breaths and to begin to cultivate awareness within. As you breathe deeply and become aware of how you're showing up to this time, I would encourage you to consider whatever might be distracting to you and to give yourself permission to set it aside. Be fully here, fully present with God, who is fully present with you. Now, during this first reading, I want you to simply listen to the story. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. And the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Now, during the second reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to more detail. Begin to really consider what's happening here. What is the setting like? What time of day is it? What are the mood and atmosphere like? How do you notice people interacting with one another? Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Now, during this third reading, I want you to begin to feel yourself in that place. Who or what are you? Are you a person? What are you doing, thinking, or feeling? Use your senses. What are the sounds and smells? What are the emotions that rise up in you or in those around you? Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall in temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Now, during this final reading, I want you to experience the story as the person or object you identify with. Allow yourself to fully be there. When the reading ends, let this story continue to unfold within you, in your imagination, in your mind and heart, as the person or object you are, until you hear me say amen. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Amen. Now, I want to invite you to take some time and consider your experience. How did you relate to this story? Did it stir up any thoughts or feelings? What's the significance of where it was that you found yourself in the story today? Maybe spend some time journaling about it. What might God be saying or inviting you into as a result of your experience? So I'll give you a few moments, and of course, you can always press pause if you need more time. I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and week. Pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.